Well, good evening and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass, where we talk about home business tips and social media marketing. I am so grateful that you have joined us here today, both live and on the recording. My name is Carla McNeil, and my direct line is 877-767-7544, and you can find me over at butterflynetworking.com, and my email address is carla@butterflynetworking.com, butterflynetworking.com. And I am thrilled with the questions and comments that are coming in. Please do keep them coming. I love answering the questions. And even if you just find a boo-boo, I appreciate someone emailing me just recently and saying, you know, you really should have put a link in there. And I thought, oh, you're so right. So thank you very much for taking the time to notice and to let me know. I really do appreciate it. For those of you who are too shy to ask your questions live on the call, please do feel free to send me an email, leave me a phone message, give me a call on the telephone. I'm just always thrilled to hear from you. It really is fun. It makes this whole process of building a business online and multi-level marketing just ever so much more fun. However, today, what do we want to talk about today? Today is all about change. Do we really manage change? Do we really need to change? Oh my goodness, there's so much change happening. And I just realized that I too, as I build this business, go through a ton of change. Whenever you're doing something new, something different, you're always going to go through a lot of change. And how you manage that change is how you will get your future result. Change management is a skill that needs to be developed. How many times have you signed up for something, gone to learn something new? I remember the first time I ever tried to meditate. Oh my goodness, that was such a fiasco. Just, it was hilarious. I mean, my mind wouldn't stay still for 2 seconds. It was really, really hilarious now, frustrating then. And that's what happens with change. When you're able to step back, take a look, it can seem funny later on. When it's actually happening, it is so frustrating. However, how you deal with that change is going to affect your future results. If you get mad and you blow your top, or you get mad and internalize it, or you get mad and you take it out on someone else, that's going to be reflected in your future result. There are plenty of change management texts, models, tools, best practices. There's tons of stuff out there. However, assessing the change, preparing the change, really having that understanding and being aware of how you are handling the change in the midst of the change. Understanding how people are perceiving you as you're going through the change. All of that takes effective change leadership. And yes, leading yourself, and that takes practice and that takes experience. Today at Slave Camp, I had one of those change kind of days. It was I was absolutely frustrating. And the beauty of it was that I was able to take a deep breath, take my glasses off, put them down on my desk, and go outside and take a walk around the block. I needed to get a little bit more perspective on what was going on and what I was doing and how I was reacting and how I was managing that change within me and my particular reactions. And I received a wonderful confirmation that I'm handling change pretty well these days. So as I'm leaving, I get into the elevator with two of my coworkers, and I was going on about, oh my goodness, yada, yada, yada. And another person who works on our floor that doesn't work in the same office as us came rushing in at the last minute, and he heard the tail end of what I was saying, and he goes, oh my goodness, should I get out of the elevator now? And one of my coworkers says, oh no, you don't have to worry about Carla. She handles change really well. She always has it under control. And I thought, well, gee, thank you. I really do appreciate that. That actually helps me manage the change better. When you're going through the change, all of the insights and stuff, they don't come from reading a book. There's tons of change management books out there, and there's lots and lots of research that's been done that's really going to be helpful for you. You're going to gain some knowledge from those who have done what it is you already done what it is you want to do, but absolutely nothing replaces experience. You know how it feels inside your body. You know how it feels to be unsuccessful. You know how it feels to be semi-successful. You know how it feels to be very successful. Like hearing my coworker say that about me today in the elevator. I'm like, all right, I feel much better already. Nothing replaces experience. And nothing replaces making those mistakes and learning from them and moving on. Years ago, I did not have the knowledge or the wherewithal to take my glasses off, get up, and walk around the block. I just didn't. But it's getting away from it, getting that perspective, and learning from making the mistakes. Because if you're anything like me, you kind of make a big mistake at that point when you're really involved in the change and things aren't going your way. We get frustrated. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you have felt some of this yourself. For all you golfers out there, you don't learn how to golf by reading a book. You learn how to golf by getting out there and practicing and doing it. And that same philosophy holds through for how you handle change. Because in society today, change is inevitable. And if you decide that you're not going to change along with society, you're going to find yourself left behind. And one day you're going to wake up and you're going to realize, oh my gosh, I've got a lot of scrambling to do in order to catch up. It's just a way of life these days. Change happens in our North American society. And how you handle it, how you learn from it, how you perceive your own experiences are really, it's going to be your future result. I have a couple of questions here that I want to give you as food for thought of some different things that you can ask yourself when change is happening to you. And one of them is, why does change always seem to be so difficult? And is it really? Is it difficult? Or is it that you're fighting it? Do our circumstances come into play when we're going through change? Absolutely. If you are if you are having trouble at home, you've got a spouse you're having a fight with, or children that aren't getting along, or any of the multitude of things that happen to we human beings, then yes, your circumstances are going to come into play. You're not going to be paying as much attention to all of the change that's happening. You're not going to be paying as much attention to how you're handling it yourself. So ask yourself, is there really freedom to change? Now, I believe, yes, there is. And we can make that conscious choice. We can make that conscious choice as to how we're going to deal with it. Do we all get the same opportunities? And again, I believe we do. What do you believe? I'd love to hear your opinions on that. Do we all get the same opportunity to change, to develop, and to grow as human beings? Is your attitude important? Another quick story. I used to be a human resources consultant for Canada Customs and Revenue Agency. And I was working at the tax center when we were going through a bunch of change. And a small group of clerical support staff were losing their jobs. And it was due to automation. However, we had other jobs that we were offering them. They were so set against change that they were not willing to walk the 500 feet down an enclosed corridor, an outside corridor, to work in a different building. It was connected, it was still the same employer, you're still going to the same lunchroom, all of this sort of stuff, but they were not willing to walk down that corridor and take those jobs in that different area. Your attitude is very important. There are some times that you can stop the change, you can have an impact on the change, and there are other times that you can't. In this particular case, these ladies did not have a choice. Now, we did our best to get them to come on board and enjoy that walking down the hall. But sooner or later, it came down to the fact that, I'm sorry, but your job is gone. I definitely have a reasonable job offer for you right here. If you don't take it, there is no job. You're out of a job. And unfortunately, for most of them, it did come down to that. Their attitude on how they accepted that change was critical in that case. What happened, another question for you, what happens if we feel self-centered about the whole thing? There's something to ask yourself. What challenges do we face in the time of change? The biggest challenges, I believe, come from within. How we accept it, how we react, how we interact with other people who, when the change is going on around all around us. Does vision assist with tackling change? Again, I believe absolutely it does. Can you achieve success without changing? Huge question. Can you achieve success without changing? I don't believe you can. Because if you already had the skills you needed to be successful, then you would already be successful in all areas of your life. And not just one, not just relationships, not just money, not just family, not just spiritually, but all areas of your life. Here's a great quote from Henry David Thoreau. Things do not change, we change. And another quote from Tao Te Ching. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Understanding people starts with understanding ourselves. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. Let me repeat that one. Mastering others is strength, and mastering yourself is true power. So can you achieve success without changing? I don't believe you can. But if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear it. Strong resistance to change, which was where those ladies are coming from, is often rooted deeply in conditioning or historically reinforced feelings. Patience and tolerance are required to help people in those kinds of situations. And that's what we did. We practiced patience and we practiced tolerance. Some of the ladies came around, some of them didn't. And we did our best to help them along, and some of them agreed. So where do you see yourself in that continuum of change? Are you one of those people who's digging their heels in and saying, no, I'm not going to change? Or are you embracing change and learning about yourself, learning to master yourself so that you will have that true power? I read some information by John P. Cotter. He's a Harvard Business School professor. And he has an eight-step change model. And I'm just going to give you the Coles Notes version. But I thought this was pretty powerful myself. Number one, increase urgency. You want to inspire people to move to make objectives real and relevant. Now, if you're just managing change for yourself, you want to inspire yourself to move and make objectives real and relevant. Number two, build the guiding team. Get the right people in place with the right emotional commitment and the right mix of level and skills and levels. Your guiding team needs to consist of people who are embracing the change, who are looking for ways to make the change easier, operate more smoothly, to be accepted more, to come from different perspectives. Number three, get the vision right. Get the team, whether it's just yourself and your family, get that team to establish that simple vision, a strategy, and focus on emotional and creative aspects necessary to drive the change. Getting that vision right, because if you don't know where you're going, who the heck knows where you're going to end up? You're not going to end up where you want because you haven't decided what you want. You want to make sure that you have that vision. Number four, communicate. Involve as many people as possible. Communicate the essentials. Be as simple as possible, because you really want to appeal to other people's needs or your own needs. Number five, empower action. When change first comes in, a lot of people just see the obstacles. You want to remove as many of the obstacles as you can. You want to be able to have an environment where there is the potential for constructive feedback. You want to make sure that you reward and recognize progress and achievement. Give yourself, your family, your team, give small rewards for those small successes. Give big rewards for the big successes. Many times, just like me in the elevator today, having my coworker say that, we don't have to worry about Carla, she handles those kinds of things really well. That was wonderful. That to me is part of that constructive feedback. It's recognizing progress. What can you do to recognize progress and to actually communicate that to the people around you? Number six, you want to create those short-term wins. Do your best to set yourself up, set others up, so that it can be easy to achieve little results. Small, bite-sized chunks, manageable chunks. And finish those before you start on something else. So you can celebrate together. You can have those successes. Number seven, don't let up. Don't let up. Encourage that determination and persistence. When you see yourself being determined, being persistent, encourage yourself, encourage the people around you. Do everything that you can to encourage ongoing support, ongoing progress. Highlight achievements, whether they be small achievements or large milestones. Highlight them. Look, you just finished this part. This is absolutely fabulous. You did this. You're doing great. I'm doing great. Number eight, make change stick. Reinforce the value of successful change. You want to promote the fact that the changes are successful, that they've happened. You want to weave change into how you do things, why you do things, what you do things for. Make that change stick. So, change works best through experience. It takes practice and it takes experience. What you want to do is you want to definitely, you want to definitely do some reflection. You want to take that step back and take a look at what you've done, how you did it, revisit those particular experiences. And think about what worked and what didn't work. You want to make sure that you really reflect on how things went. What was experienced as a result of the change? Did you feel resistance? All those different things, reflecting back. Were you happy with how you reacted in that situation? What could you have done differently? Stop and be mindful. Where did you struggle? Where did other people struggle? Take a look at those points. Is there something you can do next time that would be more productive? That would make change easier for you? And revisit. What would you do differently? What would you do again? Taking that time to revisit what you did and how you did it can be critical to your future success. Learning from the experience as you go along. That's how you become a better you. You're more able to teach to other people. You're able to teach it to yourself. think about what you did. Reflect on how it went. Be mindful of where the blocks were, where people struggled, and revisit. What would you do differently? What would you do the same? Home business tips. Managing change. It really, really is very important that you develop the skills of handling change as you build your home-based business. Without the skill of handling change, you will not succeed. Because that's what building a business is all about. It's about change. Changing yourself, changing your product, changing your service, building on your past successes. The 8 steps in that change model: increase urgency, build that guiding team, get your vision right, communicate, communicate, communicate. Empower the action, the people who are taking action, you who are taking action. Create all of those short-term wins and don't let up. Make the change stick. And just a note, when I say don't let up, I don't necessarily mean keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I want you to think about what worked and what didn't work, reflect on it, be mindful of where the struggling was, and think about what would you do differently and what would you do again. I would like to offer you the 30 tips and techniques of how to use social media to build your business, to get your business to grow, get those leads to your website, get people over to your website, clicking on your links, buying your products, using social media marketing to do that is one of the best tools that you can get started with. The 30 tips and techniques over at butterflynetworking.com will take you by the hand, step by step, so that you can start building your presence online. Or if you've already started, there's lots of little tips and techniques in there about how to tweak your profiles, how to get better visibility. Go over to butterflynetworking.com. Up on the right hand side is the free gift. That's the 30 tips and techniques. And you simply enter your name and your email address, and you can get started on that right now today. Butterflynetworking.com. Submit your name and email, and you can get started building your business online. Change with the times. Social media marketing is changing the way we do business. Are you ready to embrace the change? Are you ready to manage the change within yourself? I want to invite you to go there, sign up for those free 30 tips, and I look forward to seeing you on the other side. And I look forward to all of your questions and comments. Please feel free to go to the blog and post your comments, join the conversation. You're always welcome. And I look forward to hearing you on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.